From behind a colorful food stand, Danielle serves up the latest deep-fat fried creation.
It's two pieces of pineapple that we put onto a stick. We put it in our own cake batter. We deep-fry that, and then we put brown sugar, some powdered sugar, caramel syrup, whipped cream, and a cherry.
Fair food has a reputation for decadence.
And so once you bite into it, it tastes very similar to an upside-down cake. We actually won most unique and best fried food at the Sonoma Fair for it.
And as a look around food vendors this year will show, it's pretty well deserved.
We make the batter fresh every day, so we always like taste test it before we get started, and like I eat it every morning.
But that doesn't mean you're stuck eating French fries and cheesecake if you don't want to. Change might even be in the air.
I have to say, I think they've improved over the last couple of years.
Ann O'Donnell attends the Sonoma County Fair every year with her family and has for decades.
I mean, remember the days of the deep-fried ice cream and deep-fried Oreos? I mean, there was no redeeming qualities about that. I'm not even sure it would have tasted good, but got to admit, never tried it. But deep-fried pineapple, yeah, there's a root of redemption in that.
As a nutrition professor at Santa Rosa Junior College, it's second nature for her to take an extra careful look at the food.
When we hit the fair, it's either the barbecue. They've got great barbecue here, whether it's the chicken or tri-tip is also good, not too bad in terms of nutrition, and the heroes. I just like the Greek stand.
O'Donnell says it's easy to eat healthy at the fair. There seems to be more options than ever. Just pay attention and be careful around the funnel cakes.
One of my daughter's favorites. That is definitely something. I don't know any place you get it other than the fair. So you order it, you split it with somebody else. But no, there's virtually nothing nutritionally redeeming about funnel cakes. Were those people that just ate funnel cakes? Or
We arrived at the fair dying of thirst, so before getting something to eat, O'Donnell directed us towards the Mexican food stands for some agua fresca.
It's like half pureed fruit, melon, something like that, and then half sugar water that's either heavy sugar or light sugar. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to come out a whole lot less sugar than a soda.
Thirst quenched, we turned our attention toward food. Aside from avoiding fried things, O'Donnell suggests looking for color.
The Greek salads are full of colors. The Mexican village is full of colors.
In fact, she talks about color a lot.
Rule of thumb is the more the color in the fruit and the vegetable, the more the vitamins and the minerals. Go for the color.
Keeping our energy levels up and our immune system healthy depends largely on those bright vitamins and minerals.
Especially potassium, magnesium, those things for your muscles and your nerves and your immune system. I know I sound boring, but, you know, the exciting thing is you don't even have to go to a nutrition class to just eat for color. You're going to get what you need. Pepe's mariscos. There's just beautiful color, a little bit of fish, lots of onions and tomatoes and all kinds of wonderful things. Avocado. Oh, is that the shrimp cocktail? That looks great.
And for the record, it was. From the fairgrounds, I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.